Good morning. My guest this morning is Peter Van Gelder, who will be performing in concert at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts in an evening of tabla, sitar, and tampura on April the 28th. So good morning, Peter.
Good morning to you.
How do you come to be the kind of musician that you are?
Well, I was lucky to encounter the great maestro Ali Akbar Khan, who came to Berkeley to teach a summer course in 1966. And it was a very intensive course. And at the time, I was in a rock band. It was called The Great Society, which—
Oh, I remember that.
And Great Society was famous for having Grace Slick as their—
That's right.
Who went on to great fame. But her brother-in-law, Darby, and I got very interested in Indian music, and we went to India. After that class, we dropped everything, sold all our instruments and amps and everything, and took off for India.
What had you been playing?
Bass, which I just learned to play in that band, and also saxophone, which was my main instrument. Yeah, and which I've continued somewhat. But really, sitar has been my focus for 50 years now. And I had a great teacher. And after a couple of years in India, he was invited to teach in a college formed in his name in California. So he moved to California. And since then, he's gotten married. Now he died a few years back, but he got married. And now he has a son, Alam Khan, who is very well known. And he's carrying on the real tradition of his father, playing sarod.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So really, you're kind of giving an overall view of a whole segment of Indian music, aren't you, in this concert?
Well, yes. I mean, before that, you know, people were becoming aware of Ravi Shankar, who also learned from Ali Akbar Khan's father. He's his brother-in-law, actually. He married the sister of Ali Akbar Khan, who is also still alive, and one of my teachers, Annapurna Devi.
Is this the first time that you've played in Sonoma County?
Oh, no. No, I've played a number of times. A couple of weeks ago, we played a benefit for the Cloverdale Senior Center. We played numerous times here, yeah.
And do you travel elsewhere? I mean, do you go outside the state and so forth?
Sure. But these days, I've been kind of local, but I have traveled all over. When I was a little more active, I had a grant to go to India in 89-90. It was a study performance grant from the University of Chicago. And then I played all over in India. I played in Manila. I've gone many times to Fiji and also in Europe.
Yeah. Well, people of our age are sort of having a second childhood now because we are at that magical 50th anniversary point where all sorts of stuff happened to us 50 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, in my case, I don't do a lot of networking and Facebooking and so on.
Right.
But just recently, there's been a kind of spate of people just have heard about me and arranged concerts in a more personal way. And this the tabla player I'm playing with, Indranil Mullick, he's now very widely known, and he travels a couple times a year to U.S. to do concerts with some of the major maestros.
So this is a major concert.
Yeah, right. Major for me.
So. Okay. Peter, thank you very much for coming in. Let's tell people that this is Ragas of Northern India, a Hindustani tradition, an evening of tabla, sitar, and tampura. It's April 28th, 7:30 at the Brent Auditorium in the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For information and tickets, go online to Brown Paper Tickets or get the tickets at the door. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.